This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now. Age of Radio.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. Mini episode. And tonight. Guys, it's that time of year again. You know, we got the leaves falling, the pumpkin spice is flowing all around. Halloween is right around the corner. The winter of our discontent is right after that. But,
Wait. Hasn't that been the last two winters? Do we get just a winter of contentness?
We'll find out. Wear a mask. But what we wanted to know is what you guys are most excited for with this season. Like, if you had favorite snacks, favorite foods, movies you watch annually, like for Halloween and stuff, apple picking, whatever.
May I make a prediction? Is it going to be flannel heavy and pumpkin spice latte'd?
Possibly. I don't know, babe. You're the basic one. Why don't you?
Oh my god! I was like, so gonna PSL and get them like my flans. Gonna take some pictures in the tote sleeves. OMG!
So, babe, do you have like favorite stuff around this time of year? Like, I mean, I know you just dropped a couple C notes at Target to get Halloween decorations and stuff, but yes. Besides that kind of thing.
After many years of not getting Halloween stuff. So, like, that's on the record. This is many years coming. And it's great stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I love fall. I love big stompy boots, and I love wearing flannel and sweaters. And I love it when all the animals get all soft and fuzzy because they're getting their winter coats in, and they're super happy. Yeah, I love squash in general, so all of the squashes, all the gourds. Don't particularly love pumpkin spice lattes, because they're big sugar bombs, but I love, like, the spices. So I love, like, spiced beer, I love the pumpkin beers, because they're usually stouts and they're wonderful. I love Oktoberfests, I love pretzels. Pretzels come around this time of year.
That's true.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm a big fall fan.
Nice. Any movies you watch annually that Steve dreads watching?
I mean, I haven't made Steve watch Hocus Pocus since, like, we got married, so he needs to stop. What? We haven't even opened the one we bought last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Did we just watch it on one of the apps?
No, we didn't watch it.
Oh, okay.
No, I threatened to make you watch it.
All
right. But it was our winter of discontent, so I didn't want to make you more discontent. Honestly, I watch Pumpkinhead every Halloween.
That's true. We did watch Pumpkinhead a couple times.
Super fun. I love just, like, B-movies, so I love just digging out all the B-monster movies. Like, the monsterier, the better.
True. We do go down, like, the Amazon Prime rabbit hole when we'll watch a bad movie, and then it'll be like, hey, you want to watch this or this or this? Like, yes, please.
watch list. Yeah. Well, just, that's how we stumbled upon all the, was it 1989 underwater monster movies?
Yeah.
We watched those, like, in December because they were at the bottom of the list from October.
True. Yeah. We watched a lot of bad, like, Demon Wind and Vicious Lips, one of your favorites coming soon. So many of those.
Oh, 80s. We just kept finding, like, sci-fi horror monster movies, and, like, just, we just consumed them. I'm gonna guess Steve's favorite things about fall are pumpkin-shaped Reese's Cups.
Those are nice.
And the fact that peppermint patties are more available between now and Christmas.
I mean, peppermint patties are fantastic. And during the holidays, they come in like the little Christmas tree shapes.
Yeah! What was it, like Christmas ornaments or something?
I think those are just the misshapes that they like they're round, but they got the little nub on the one end. I don't know. Say they're Christmas ornaments. Pack them. Get them out of here.
How about you, Steve? Yeah. What are your favorite fall things?
I like the pumpkin spice beers and like Oktoberfest stuff too. As far as like movies I have to watch every Halloween, I don't really have horror movies per se. I mean, I'll watch like Bram Stoker's Dracula, obviously Pumpkinhead. I'm not huge into the horror game.
See, he's not a big Halloween guy. He's a big guy, but he's not a big Halloween guy.
But at the same time, that's also when it's like, oh, we have a Hellraiser 3 through 8 in like a $10 disc collection. Right. Do we want to watch those? Yeah, sure. Why not?
We have all of the Lake Placid knockoffs.
Yeah. I put in Dracula and Tubi, and there's like 58 movies to watch. Do we want to watch a couple of those? Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. I don't know. And like, I don't know, like apple cider. Like when that rolls around.
Like apple cider.
Yeah, just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, the holidays rolling around. It's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like sitting by the fireplace, not doing a goddamn thing because it's too snowy to go outside.
And, yeah.
I mean,
not
shucks.
Not your balls off.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, I'm a warm-blooded creature. I like being in the cold.
So he enjoys it when it's like high 50s, low 60s, a.k.a. t-shirt and shorts weather.
Yeah, pretty much. If it gets colder than that, I might put a shirt on.
He does own a few flannels for the dead of winter.
It's true, yeah. When there's ice on the ground and everything, it's like, yeah, maybe I want sleeves. guys, we asked you, and we got some amazing response. So, what other things should we probably look into? Let's see, from...
Oh, wait, corn mazes. I do love corn mazes.
Oh, you do love corn mazes.
I love corn mazes.
Because you can't just see right over the top of them like the rest of us.
I can't!
I'm not a huge fan of, like, haunted houses and shit like that. Mostly because they're not built to my size, so I end up walking into a bunch of fake cobwebs or, you know, the bats they have flying overhead hit me right in the fucking eye and... Someone will jump out and, like, scratch me or something, and I'll punch him in the fucking face and say, do something. You know, this is why I don't do it every year, guys, because...
Yeah, I don't like haunted houses either, because, I always end up getting, like, assaulted by one of the actors, even though they're supposed to have no-touch policies, and then I'm the one who gets thrown out for gut-punching them.
Yep. And then it's like, oh, well, then I'll just take my money back. Oh, really? That's okay. I shit in there somewhere. Good luck finding out where.
Meanwhile, in the corn maze, I can just wander around in corn for a while. And, then
and
find...
shit wherever you want. I know.
Right?
I like that part
you
of it.
You can find the corn tunnels you get to run through. Run through the corn tunnels!
Or make your own.
That hurts a lot more than people will let on.
That's true. Well, you don't do it backwards.
No. You don't want to get cornholed.
No, not at all. From a top five podcast, at top five podcast.
Did they give us a top five fall?
Oh, they actually asked a pretty good question. What's going to be the hot costume this year?
Oh, it's Harley Quinn.
No, hot costume.
It's what
that was last year and the year before, and I think every year since 2016.
Yeah, yeah. pajamas and slippers.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Rona gear.
Right.
No, look at me. I'm sexy Rona. Rona Hyder. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. I got to start looking. I wanted to get a plague doctor mask last year and I didn't. Oh. I want a plague doctor mask.
Yeah, there we go.
I want to be a plague doctor.
The big ass beak filled with various herbs to filter out the humors.
Steve won't wear a mask. I'll wear a mask. I mean, Steve wears a mask
I
out,
wear.
But
I wear.
He won't wear like a costume mask.
Yeah. I won't do the face paint.
Yeah, no,
fuck
no face paint.
Fuck that
Steve
noise.
Will not do face paint.
You don't cover up the Mona Lisa. Anyway. Wait, what? Anyway. Thank you, Top 5 Podcast. Let's see who else we got going on here. We have from Jason with the History of Bad Ideas podcast.
Who's he?
You know, bad ideas. Wait. Hi, I'm Megan. Some people just want to watch my bed. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, vaguely. All right. He likes sunset at 5:30. I kind of like that, too. Colder weather and some horror films. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Eddie, whooping the axe at Eddie the Axe of the Bloody Bits podcast.
Oh, this is his time. This is when he rises from his crypt to shine.
Oh, shit, yeah, he says so much horror. For sure, we'll be spinning up one of the Halloween movies. As far as food, we are big on mulled ciders, pecan pie, ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fire pit s'mores, and cracking open my homemade Apfelwein. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Eddie, I'm moving in.
That's right.
Make room.
Clear out that guest room.
I can bunk with this kid.
Yeah. Ooh, Diana from Happily Ever Aftermath at Heamcast, HEAMcast. I do enjoy getting creative and dressing up the dog for Halloween. And by creative, I mean last year we bought him a skeleton costume, but officially he was Johnny Lawrence in the Halloween school dance scene in The Karate Kid. And she sent us a picture.
Yes, he totally is. Oh, Apollo.
Yeah. Brendan with What Were They Thinking podcast at WWTT podcast.
Oh, that's what Nathan Guy's podcast.
Yeah, it's his co-host, I guess, occasionally.
I heard they had an anniversary coming up, so I think there might be a little bit more to that.
Well. If only they had an episode where a WWE Hall of Famer congratulated them on their 5-year anniversary and hilarity ensued. He says, 31 horror movies that I've never seen every year. Then he sent a list of a bunch of them, like Spiral, the original 13 Ghosts. Okay, After Midnight, Kill List, blah, blah, blah. Did he send a bunch of screenshots? He sure did. Oh, yeah. So
he sent you his whole list.
Yeah, and Halloween 6. Yeah. He sent all of them. Good for him. Good luck with that list. Can't wait for you to give him 2-star reviews.
He's going to make you draw them out of a hat randomly.
Careful with those half-star reviews. Those become Patreon picks really quickly.
Right.
Candace at Horror Hoochie 69 of the Bloody Bits podcast. She says, Halloween decorations and sitting around the fireplace with a book and a blanket in my lap. Chef's kiss. Mwah. Good job.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good.
No highway option at no highway option. Apple picking. And also waking up every morning at 5 a.m. to make some soup.
So they enjoy eating soup and doing manual labor?
Yeah.
All right. Peasant life.
Well, and over on that podcast, they also compare every movie to the 2004 seminal masterpiece, The Pacifier.
Which I enjoyed much more than I thought I would.
Yeah, same here. All right. Thank you, guys. What else we got here? Ooh, from Flix X-Raid at Flix X-Raid. Getting ready to bust out the Halloween decorations. Normally, we host a murder mystery for Halloween, but with the state of COVID in our area, we are not doing that this year. Good call.
Good for you.
Yeah. Ooh. Do a Zoom Halloween party.
Ooh, Zoom murder mystery party.
Yeah.
We'll get murdered on Zoom.
Oh, shit. It's just like that, the movie, what was it?
Host.
Host. That's right.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Ant at Ant MBV. A horror-filled October, harvesting the pumpkin plant that has taken over our garden. A Halloween night full of friends and family who come over every year as they think we are fun, which we really aren't. Hey!
Oh man, pumpkins. When we lived in a house in Sacramento that had a above ground pool because it was classy. You know, one of those above ground doughboys. Yeah. My mom decided to plant pumpkins and then she thought they didn't take, so she planted more pumpkins. And I have very distinct memories at like age 5 of the pumpkin plant completely taking over the yard, including growing over the side of the pool and like growing pumpkins in the pool.
Huh. All right.
They float.
Yeah, totally. Interesting.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, Cult Connections at Connections Cult. I'm really looking forward to switching all the lights off at the front of the house and pretending I'm not in. Agreed.
Hey!
That's how I live, baby.
That is the advantage of only having, like, 3 people in our neighborhood.
That's true. Yeah. Drew with the Real Feels podcast at Real Feels Pod. Definitely most excited to do 31 Days of Horror again, watching 31 horror movies I've never seen. I also enjoy from time to time popping in Hocus Pocus for my students, just for fun.
Yeah, because Drew's the greatest.
What is it with this TV movie Hocus Pocus that everyone loves so much?
It's so good. I love Hocus Pocus. Steve does not love Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, it's not my favorite. It's not even my favorite witches movie from, like, the mid-90s.
What's your favorite witches movie from the mid-90s?
The Craft, baby! Yeah!
It's not The Witches?
Yeah, The Witches is all right. I like Angelica Houston. Yeah. But I hadn't really watched that all the way through until last year.
I was going to say,
the
first time you really... Yeah, I was watching it with me, right?
And then we watched the Anne Hathaway one, and I was like, meh, okay.
It was all right.
It was all right, yeah. But The Craft, ooh. Ooh, baby.
Yeah, that did set... That set fashion for, like, the next decade.
True. Oddly enough, from the director of Hamlet 2, which I always find amusing. Autopod Decepticast at APODcast. That's... A is an apple pod, D is in David cast. Got all it? Right. All right, cool. Our co-host Ryan's birthday is Halloween. Hey, happy birthday while it rolls around. And 1978's Dawn of the Dead is his favorite horror movie.
Ooh.
And maybe favorite movie full stop.
Ooh, excellent.
I haven't seen the original one in a while. I may have to watch
that. We should rewatch that.
Yeah. And maybe the 2004 remake from your favorite director of all time, back when he was making good movies? No?
Can we watch the original The Fog?
Again?
It's one of my favorites. I won't lie.
I know it is.
And I say the original like there's a remake, but we all know there is no remake.
But
no. Nope.
But in 2011 there was...
Nope. Superman definitely did not play in
that. Oh shit, that's got a... Yes. Wait, was Henry Cavill in that one?
No, it was the guy from Smallville.
Dean Cain? No.
What? Yeah, the guy who played Superman on Smallville was in it.
Oh, pff, whatever. maybe that's a month we gotta do, is all the...
movies that don't exist.
Yeah, the horror remakes that don't exist. Watch The Fog, we can watch Evil Dead. The Thing?
The Thing?
All the John Carpenter remakes that don't exist.
We'll do it in February.
Is there a Starman reboot? Yeah. The Nerdy Photographer at The Nerdy Photographer decorating, and then he sent the Beetlejuice gif. It's showtime.
Woo!
So he must go balls out.
Oh yeah.
Stew World Order at SWO Productions. We have a Halloween party every year, so I'm looking forward to that. Hey, a lot of Halloween parties.
Hey,
hopefully we can all keep it safe and stuff, but
yeah
I think people are vaxxed. It's, you know,
I'm going to assume if they listen to our podcast and respond to our Twitters that they're going to be smart about it.
Yeah, totally. Let's see. Stork at Besotted Geek Pod. This ought to be good. Never heard of them, no. Pumpkin beer, cooler weather, soup, as many horror movies as we can watch for our annual Halloween spooktacular episode at patreon.com/besottedgeek. Oh, you son of a bitch.
He's learning.
For more on that, check out his listener letter episodes at Beside Geek Podcast.
Guys, it's worth it.
Or send him your own listener letter at besidedgeek@gmail.com, mm-hmm. And he'll read it basically
verbatim,
no matter what you say.
Yeah, you should definitely not use it to abuse your own podcast.
Nope, not even a little bit. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Sam for movie reviews and 20 Qs at... Yeah, I have to look it up.
Yeah,
here.
Sam!
At Movie Reviews In. He says, summer! Wait, why would he be looking forward to summer? Oh, that's right. He's in New Zealand.
Yeah.
On the other side of the world.
Make sure you charge your gravity boots so that you stay stuck to the Earth's surface. Since you're on the bottom, you might fall off.
That's right. You don't want that to happen.
Hashtag American education.
No. Yeah, the toilets spin up, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they go up.
That's why they all live in the hobbit houses with the ground on top, so it kind of waters it. Yeah. No studying.
No, but yeah, they've had a long, cold winter. Is it getting to be the time of year when koalas burst into flames?
Not New Zealand. Might have like sheep and alpacas or something.
Save the kiwis.
Do they really have kiwis down there?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes
sense.
That's
where they live.
That is the one place?
That is the place they
live. Okay, all right. I always thought for some reason they were Australian, but the New Zealanders were called kiwis because that's like the K word. I don't know.
It's slang.
Yeah.
You damn flightless birds like, over on your other island.
It's like all those Barbies over in Australia. Am I right? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, you throw shrimp at them.
Yeah, that's right. Throw another shrimp at the Barbie.
We are.
Oh, you cunt!
We are world travelers.
Yeah. Can't wait to come visit. All right.
Pack your American flag shorts, babe.
Yeah. I'll get right on that. All right. Derek at the Ratchet Book Club. He says, eggnog season is nearly upon us. Also, apple juice.
Those are two things I don't drink.
Oh, I'll drink the apple juice. But yeah, eggnog I'm not a fan of either. But hey, to each their own. Apple cider,
I
mean,
like,
baby.
Milk that's more viscous.
And lastly, we have Matt Anderson at Matt Begins. Every year, sometime in the month of October, I make time to watch Night of the Living Dead and Halloween, the original ones, again, not the remakes, back to back. They are the two most formative movies in my life and serve interchangeably as my favorite movie of all time. Well, there you go.
Excellent.
Yeah, I love both those movies.
Those are both great movies.
Oh, shit. We forgot a movie we watch every year for Halloween.
Three more days till Halloween. Yes, Halloween Day, Season of the Witch. I fucking love that movie. I love that movie, unequivocally.
For those who don't know, that's Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. The
best Halloween.
Starring Tom Atkins.
Yeah.
Peeing as Tom Atkins as fuck.
Oh, that is peak Tom Atkins in that movie right there. Oh, yeah.
Every time I watch it, that fucking movie gets me in a good place. I like it.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for sharing all the activities and stuff you look forward to this time of year. It's super awesome. Yeah, geez. I guess, what do we have coming up soon?
I mean, Dractober is coming?
Yeah, Dractober. Yeah, for those who don't know, in a week or so, we're going to be starting in our Year of the Character. October is dedicated to Dracula!
Yeah!
So we'll be watching a couple of those movies. Actually, some of the more well-known ones, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, although, we are going to crack some Drac Palance jokes.
Yeah! Yeah, it's going to be great, guys. Keep following us. Ooh, Saturday, October 9th, we have Podcart Fest, a celebration of podcasting and art.
Podcasting and art!
Yeah, it'll be our spooky fall festival. So you get to see all the cool things like Izzy's new Gary creations.
Yes, guys, I have Gary the Unicorn enamel pins. And there's original Gary, but he's bigger and he's hard enamel. And then there's a Pegasus Unicorn Gary. And he's got blue glitter body and purple hair and he flies all sparkly. And then there's Skeleton Gary and his bones glow in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah, babe, if they're interested in finding that, where will they be able to find it?
You can find those all over at untidyvenus.etsy.com. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping.etsy.com. I've got all of them there, along with all of the snackosaurs, who are amazing. I also have a Patreon now. I'm Untidy Venus over at Patreon. I share pictures of the pets and some of my process and random ramblings. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, excellent. And if you'd like to know about other artists and stuff that will be featured at Podcart Fest, give us a follow at PodCartFest. That's PodCartFest.
Podcasting and art. Podcarts.
And of course, you all know us. We're on every major podcatcher under Everything I Learned from Movies. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Patreon at EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies. Where you can see us, decorating shit and drinking cider like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I gotta get you some cider. See, I don't drink cider, so I don't pick it up. But I'll get you some cider.
Okay.
Do you like the little packets, or do you like it like when people warm up the apple juice and add sugar?
Oh, I like the Dickens cider.
Yeah. I like that one too.
All right, well, that note, I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye,
it's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-a-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. is ticking. It's almost time. Hurry up to Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Hurry up to Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Hurry up to Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Hurry up to Halloween, Silver Shamrock.